I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's always interesting coming into the studio and looking at the chat or the text line, because we don't usually hear the last 10 minutes of Shasky's show with Spinoni, and it just says, from the 510 from Oreo Cookie, let's get this straight. Day-Day is not untouchable. Ship him out. Steph and Kuminga are untouchable. That's Oreo Cookie.
You got to stay off the text line.
Well,
although I do know that's how you kind of gauge in the morning where everybody is at. I think it's fun to sort of get a feeling for like the pulse of Bay Area sports fans on a given day.
But no, I agree.
What's going on, Steiny?
Not much. I just found out I'm going to have to, I don't know if it's going to be a speech, but I got to do something at my buddy's 60th birthday party on Friday.
It's a big one.
It is. I don't mind talking in a room that everybody can hear like this. I don't like, not great at talking in front of people. I mean, I'm pretty
what
good.
What are you talking about? You were on television.
But that's what I mean. Like, that's different than in a live audience.
You're telling me you get more nervous to speak in front of like a,
oh, yeah,
like a group of 10 than on television?
I'd say 100, you know, if there's 100 people there. Yeah, it's a different dynamic.
There's no take backs, man.
No. It's a different dynamic in front of a larger group. But I'll tell you what, maybe I'll pen something and I'll let you guys read it next week.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask you this. So we got Warrior season ended. They made the second round of the playoffs. Giants right now leaning toward being a playoff team. And the San Francisco 49ers set to embark on their season in a couple weeks after a 6-11 season. So if I were to ask you, Evan, and Bay Area sports fans, how are you feeling about our teams right now? The Giants, the Warriors, and the San Francisco 49ers. How are we feeling about where they all are right now in 2025?
Pretty good. I'd say, we were talking about this before, I feel lukewarm. And I think one of the reasons is last season, the Niners, the Warriors, and the Giants all missed the playoffs. It hadn't happened for a long time. And I think usually the Bay Area sports, the three teams we're talking about here, have been pretty competitive. But like the health of Bay Area sports, I wouldn't say it's like close to the highest it's ever been. It's certainly not a recent memory.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, so we got the Warriors who are still in the mix, right? They're still in the mix, and they've been in the mix for a while. So their title days might be behind them, but they're still in the mix. Now we got the Giants, and they're the one team right now that is the most interesting, because they haven't been to the postseason. They've only been to the postseason once in the last 9 years, and this year they look like they might have a team with some staying power. So I think the Giants right now are probably in as good a spot since 15, like in the last 10 years, right? Since their last title and maybe the 16 team that lost to the Cubs in the playoffs. But, you know, Giants are...
You mean for the future? Like 2021, they looked all right.
Yeah, but I think they have more staying power right now.
Okay.
The Giants. And the 49ers, it feels like they're a little bit of a work in progress right now, but they could have a bounce back year. It's very possible in that division. So I think it's okay. I think it's okay. It feels like at times though, Evan, that that we feel like it's not great. And I'm wondering why that is, and if it's because over the last 10 years we've seen, or 15 years, we've seen a bunch of titles, and that's the standard. The standard is titles, and if you don't win a title, then it doesn't seem good. And I'm not sure that I can buy all that. But I do think that the Bay Area sports fans right now, you know, the history of the three Giants titles, the Warriors four titles, and the Niners knocking on the door, that sets a standard that is very difficult to meet. Very difficult to meet. And our standards as fans here in the Bay are extremely high.
Oh, I agree. That's why probably, 2022 would be the most recent best season, because the Warriors won a championship and the Niners were in the NFC title game.
Right.
You know, 2023, the Warriors make the second round, the Niners lose in the Super Bowl, and last year, no team makes the playoffs. So maybe it's because we're on the heels of like the lowest it's been, at least in one season. I don't think it felt awful, but, you know, nobody had any postseason success last year in 2024. Now this year, it feels like we're coming out of that, and maybe that's why it's, like, I'm an anxious person, and I feel like anxiety is how a lot of, sports fans are looking at these teams right now. They're anxious about what the Warriors are going to be in a couple of years. They're anxious, maybe in a good way, about what the Giants could become. And they're anxious about just where the 49ers are, because they seem kind of stuck in the middle.
Right. I think that when you get to the Warriors, I'm not going to look two or three years down the line for the purposes of this exercise. Simply because I think we all understand that Steph's not going to play together or play forever. So I don't want to go too far down that we know in a few years the Warriors may be struggling, because as of right now, they think they're in the mix, and they have a team that they believe could have made the Western Conference Finals had Steph Curry not gotten hurt. So if you take the optimistic view of the Golden State Warriors, they're still in positive territory, because the way I hear a lot of fans speak is they still think that this team's got a puncher shot at winning it all. And 11 or 12 years after your first title, that's a pretty good position to be sitting in.
Well, it kind of feels like that's the best they can do. But, like, I thought last season was a success. They won a playoff series. Injuries might have been the reason why they didn't win two playoff series. And that's why, like, and I'm looking around and kind of surveying the landscape, I do wonder why it feels a little lukewarm. Or maybe I'm just reading the room wrong, Steiny, and if people want to let us know, like, how are fans feeling about the state of the three teams? And I actually think it's kind of setting up, we're going to get into it in a little bit, I think this year is setting up to be pretty big for the Bay Area. And I'm not sure if I'm feeling that from fans. Like, I think the Warriors had a successful season. I think the Giants are lined up to have a successful season. I think the 49ers are lined up to have a successful season. That's a complete 180 from what we saw 365 days ago. And it's like, you know, if 2024 was the year of mid, and 2025 could be what? For these three teams,
I mean, they have a chance, each of those three teams right now have a chance to make the postseason. The Warriors did, the Giants can, and the 49ers, they got a shot absolutely to make the postseason. But you're right, it feels like maybe we dwell a little bit too much on the negative, because I think if you take a step back, we're about to drop a bomb on the listeners about where we're at in terms of Bay Area sports history. Let me ask Bay Area fans a question before we go to break here. When was the last time all three Bay Area teams, the Niners, the Warriors, and the Giants, all made the playoffs in the same year? And now I'm going to qualify it. We're in 2025 right now. So the Warriors made the playoffs. The Giants could make the playoffs in 2025. And for the sake of this argument, the San Francisco 49ers, even though the Super Bowl's in 2026, we're considering 2025 this year for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, that's how it goes. Like, the sports season begins with the NBA. Baseball is in the summer, and football starts in the fall. Like, the 2025 NFL season has not kicked off yet.
Right. And so, I think we're going to...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Shock us. I think we're going to shock some people. And what we're going to do is when we tell you that year, hopefully you'll get a different perspective on the Bay Area teams, and you'll be fired up after the show. You'll be fired up about where each of these teams are.
Well, you can also get fired up at 12:15. Tiffany Hayes, Golden State Valkyries guard, is going to join us.
Wow! Yes, sir.
Looking forward to talking to her.
Real quick, Theodore Rand says 2014. That would be wrong.
That would be wrong.
That would be wrong.
That's a good guess, though. There's a lot of years in which two of them have made it. But again, just doing some deep diving this morning, it kind of just slapped me in the face.
It's pretty wild. All right, I'll tell you what. We'll give you the break to figure it out, and then we'll give you the right answer, and then your perspective will be completely different for the rest of the day. It'll be a more positive outlook. Take it to the bank. I'm telling you. Tiffany Hayes coming up at 12:15. Valkyries guard, they're 7-6. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Life Source Water Systems.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. How's everybody doing out there? Let's see, Evan.
I'm so upset.
Why are you upset? Warriors.
Well, I'm not upset.
88, 89.
I'm actually pretty excited today.
You know what? Happy today. We have updated the stat, right?
Yes. 89. It's still shocking.
It is.
A little less some behind it.
19, yeah, okay. That's all right. Nobody got it right, by the way.
It's taken a while.
On any of the chats. The question is this: when's the last time that the Warriors, Giants, and 49ers all made the playoffs in the same year? Same year. We've had 12. No, 2012. That's incorrect. The Warriors didn't make the playoffs in 11-12.
There's a lot of small overlaps. Like 2014 is a year where the Warriors made the playoffs. The Niners were in the NFC Championship game, I think. And no, sorry. 2014, the Giants won the World Series. The Niners come off of making the NFC Championship, and then the Warriors are in the playoffs. But the year before, in 2013, the Warriors and the Niners both make the playoffs, but the Giants don't make the playoffs.
Right. And I'll be honest with you, we thought we had the right year, and then we definitely have the right year. Somebody say in 1971.
A little later.
Just a little bit.
That is one of the years in which all three teams made the playoffs.
Correct.
Not the most recent one.
The most recent time that all three teams made the postseason in the same year, 1989, 99, 19. That's 35 years, and we got a shot this year to do it for the first time in 35 years. Each of the three teams, in theory, could make the playoffs in the same year, and it hasn't happened in three decades.
And all three teams that year won rounds. The Niners won the Super Bowl, the Giants got to the World Series, and the Warriors lost in the second round. So you can make a case like that's kind of like the pinnacle of Bay Area sports for these three teams. And I don't know if everyone feels like, Estani, I don't know if anybody believes that these three teams can go to win a championship, but if I told you that all three teams made the playoffs this year, what do you think that would signal about the health of sports in the Bay Area?
Well, my first question would be, when you told me that stat, that it's been over 30 years since each of the three teams made the playoffs in the same year, my first thought was, why is everybody so pissed off then? Why is everybody so unhappy about where the Warriors are, where the Giants are, and where the 49ers are? Because I think if you objectively look at the 49ers this upcoming year, you would think they got a real good chance to make the playoffs after a down year. They got a great schedule. They kind of reset. The division's not a killer. So they got a shot at it. And the bottom line is, the Giants, this is probably their best shot, obviously, since 2021. But, I mean, this may be the best Giants team, you know, in the last 8-10 years. I mean, it remains to be seen. And the 2021 team obviously was an outlier. But I think most Giants fans right now would bet on their team making the postseason this year.
Yeah, I think that's the expectation. This is to be a wild card team. And I think the Niners have a pretty good shot to get back in the postseason. I think they're going to be better than they were last year. Hopefully don't get hit by a massive, like a tidal wave of injuries, and you have a chance to also win your division. Like, I think it's set up for us to finally break the streak, or for these teams to break that streak. Like, if I don't know, Stein, do you feel confident that all three teams can be in the postseason? The Warriors have already done it.
Right.
So they're eliminated from this. But I feel like the Giants are going to make the playoffs. And in fact, I feel stronger that the Niners are going to make the playoffs too.
Do you really?
I do.
I feel stronger right now that the Giants will make the playoffs than the 49ers. But I think it's close. But
part of it is the unknown. Like, we're seeing the Giants play good baseball, and we don't know what the Niners are going to be.
Exactly. But if we're talking about the state of the three franchises, and we're looking at a situation where they could all make the playoffs, okay? Like, that's pretty good. Like, the only reason it doesn't sound like enough is because the Giants and the Warriors have seven titles between them, and the 49ers have, three Super Bowl appearances in the last 12, 13 years. So it almost averages out to, you know, a title every other year, or at least an appearance in the big game every other year by one of our Bay Area teams. It's pretty, maybe we're not appreciating it enough.
Well, this is from the 415. Does the play-in game for the Warriors count?
No.
And the answer is no.
Nope.
It's not the playoffs. And yeah, 2021 could have been, but it wasn't. The thing is, like, you mentioned the standard that these teams have set and the amount of winning that they've done, the championships that they've brought. I almost feel like that's why if I say, you know, I think 2025 is setting up to be one of the most successful Bay Area sports seasons in 30 years, a lot of people would, I think, laugh at me because
right.
Nobody believes that any of these three teams are favorites to win championships.
Right.
And that's kind of the standard. But, again, all three of these teams have not been playoff teams since 1989. And I just think it's interesting getting kind of the reaction of whether it's our coworkers or talking to someone yesterday at the cafeteria, like, how do you feel about sports? And they're like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of lukewarm. I feel all right about it. In reality, this should be a year where I think a lot of people should have more excitement.
I agree. And the other thing is that you're right. In the short term, Warriors didn't make the playoffs last year. They got to the second round. Giants didn't make the playoffs last year. They're 10 games over 500, and a lot of fans are super optimistic. Niners went 6-11. I got to believe they're going to have some kind of bounce back year. And if they make the playoffs, then we're looking at something that hasn't been done in a long period of time. So I guess, you know, my question to Bay Area sports fans is, how are you feeling right now about these teams and where they are at this moment? Are the Giants a realistic, do they have a realistic shot at winning it all? I kind of think they do. I mean, you got to get to the playoffs, obviously, first, but then who knows what can happen. And I don't expect the Niners to go 6-11 again. So I guess what we're asking is, why doesn't it feel as good as it is if you're a Bay Area sports fan right now? Because it ain't bad, all things considered.
I think it is because, and it's a compliment to all three organizations, but these teams are held to a championship standard. And I know the Niners haven't won one since 94, but they've gotten just about as close as any. The Giants have won three championships in the last 15 years. The Warriors have obviously won, four in the last 10.
Right.
I honestly think that has got to be the reason, is because making the playoffs in the Bay Area is not good enough. You have to win. You have to win championships. And I think that's why, you know, at least looking at the Giants, it felt like for the last, 7 or 8 years, it feels like they've been just trying to make the playoffs. You know, this is a Giants team. When you make a move for Devers, it feels like you're trying to win a championship. You know, to a lesser extent, when the Warriors make a trade for Jimmy Butler, it feels like that's a big move because they're trying to win a championship. Same for the Niners when they traded for Christian McCaffrey. They're trying to win a championship. Just getting to the playoffs is not good enough. And maybe that's why fans are maybe not all in on 2025 yet.
Right. No, I think there's something to that. And here it is from the 916, although that would be Sacramento. Steiny, you're coming from a small town like Redding, PA. You may not understand that we expect greatness here, not only in our teams, but in our way of life. We strive to be the best. All right. You're gonna go wanting a lot of years then. Let's put it that way. Let's go to Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland, wants to chime in. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure to be on. Hey, you guys know I'm a big Bay Area fan. I love the Giants. I love the Warriors. I love the Niners. And, you know, as a Bay Area fan, like, it's so disappointing, guys, man, when you watch these playoff games and you watch these teams and they come up short. And just for me as a Bay Area fan, and no shade to any other fan who feels different, it's just that, man, that it's so agonizing to lose in the playoffs. And I'm to the point where it's just like I don't really care about, like, making the playoffs anymore. It's like, you know, I care about championships. And expectation is what? It's trust, right? It's hope. And it's like until the San Francisco Giants, until their championship in 2010, they hadn't won anything in like 50 years. And it's still been like 10 years since they won one. You look at the Niners, they haven't won anything since 95. And for me, as long as Kyle Shanahan is at the helm, we'll continue to watch pretty talented teams come up short in big moments. And last but not least, the Golden State Warriors' last championship was almost, what, 5 years ago?
Three.
Let's just face it, guys. At three, okay, but let's just face it. The championship run is over as far as having Curry, Draymond being the main stars on this team. We're going to watch over the next couple of years Curry decline, Draymond decline and get older, and we'll watch the organization try to put pieces around them like they're trying to do now instead of going younger and build around someone younger. So as far as Bay Area sports fan, my expectations are low. They're not very high. I'm just in a wait-and-see mode, guys. Well, wait-and-see mode.
Well, Leroy, it sounds to me like your expectations are high.
Yeah,
because it's got to be a title.
No, I want titles. I mean, who wants to lose in the playoffs as a fan?
I got you.
I sit home and watch the games. You know, you guys work. I sit home and watch the games, and it's so agonizing. I try to forget about losses in the playoffs. So that's just how I am. Like I said, no shade to anybody that feels different. That's just how I am.
Gotcha.
That's fair.
I love Leroy. He's part of the problem. He's part of the problem.
Easy. Simmer.
Stop it.
I think Leroy probably speaks for a lot of people that's kind of the expectation. If you're going to get to the playoffs and lose, then why even get there at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think here's the other, a big part of it too, is when the Giants won in 2010, they'd never won in San Francisco. So we got to see three championships in 5 years, and they were the first of its kind. The Warriors won in 75.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And they hadn't won 81, 95, 05. They hadn't won anything in 35 years, so they won it. 4 times. I think there's something about we've been there, done that now, and the only way to be satisfied is if you've been there and done it again and again. And I do think that has something to do with it. And I'm wondering, you know, when after Curry's gone, what will the standards be? Do the Warriors' standards leave with Curry? In other words, if and when he leaves, will making the playoffs feel better than it does now because you won't have Steph Curry and the expectations likely won't be as high?
No. No. Because Curry and the Warriors have changed the expectation, or they've changed the standard forever. I think it's the same thing. It's probably why a lot of 49ers fans feel like just like making the Super Bowl is almost a slap in the face if you're not going to win it, because before the new millennium, that's all they did. When they're in, they win.
Right.
And it's like, and to your point, the Giants hadn't won championships in San Francisco prior to 2010, but I do believe now that, like, just making the playoffs, maybe now because it's been, 10 years. They made the playoffs twice in the last 10 years.
Right.
So making the playoffs this season might feel better, but it's because there's been a long, dark period for a lot of Giants fans. Whereas I think, like, coming off of Curry, making the playoffs, I don't think it's going to be good enough for Warriors fans.
Yeah, I mean, part of that will probably come back to Lakob, because we all know how competitive he is. And the minute Steph Curry retires, he's going to say, you know, it's a new era and we're gonna win another one with another iteration. Like, you know, that's how Joe Lacob's going to be thinking. So if he instills that into the fan base, then maybe making the playoffs after Curry won't be enough. Let's go to Julie. Julie's in Concord. Hey, Julie, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys today?
Doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
So I have a couple things, actually. I called about adding the Valkyries in there. They are off to a tremendously, you know, awesome start. And we just need to, you know, keep surrounding them with the Bay Area's finest as far as the fans.
Yeah.
Also, we are definitely spoiled. We are very, very spoiled in the Bay Area. If it wasn't for the Raider traders and the Fisher Fools, you know, which you haven't even brought up.
Right, purposely.
Because they haven't been in anything for so long. But, you know, I mean, we consistently root for our teams that show us the love back.
Mm.
And we just have to, you know, keep on going and hoping that they can make it to the final, you know, trophy or whatever it is. It's just excitement, and the fans have a lot to do with it. And I don't want to, you know, start bemoaning that we are, you know, losers or whatever, because we have got tremendous amount of trophies in the cases, and we can't forget that, you know, they're not always going to be at the very, very end, but the winner. But they are definitely great teams, all of them.
Appreciate it, Julie. Thanks for the call. Julie says you're spoiled, everybody.
A little bit.
They are. You are. You guys are a little spoiled. You have to admit it.
You?
I'm saying you, meaning you, the fans.
All right, Stein.
You, Evan, you, Risotto, and every fan out there.
But again, it's
a little bit spoiled. Come on.
I think a lot of people would call me crazy. And sure, if Julie wants, we can throw the Valkyries in there because it right now they're in a playoff position.
Right.
So if I told you that there's four teams in 2025 that make the playoffs, the Giants, the Niners, the Warriors already did. They got to the second round, and we'll put the Valkyries in there, sure. If I told you that'd be the most successful Bay Area sports season since 1989, you would call me crazy. But that's four different playoff teams. Maybe, I don't know how many, none of them probably won a championship. I don't know if they'd be favorites. I don't know, Steiny, but to me, I just think it's wild that this is, it looks like it's setting up to be a great year for sports. All the teams are competitive. Maybe not surefire contenders, but all of them are competitive.
Right.
And appear to be postseason bound. And we're still kind of lukewarm on all of them. Like, you know, this year isn't like it's some historical sports season, even though it kind of is, or it could be.
The word you used, I got to tell you, comes off different. When you said, look, we got three teams in the Bay Area. Our three pro teams are all competitive. I get what Leroy's saying in a way. Like, that doesn't fly here. Competitive almost sounds like, you know, the bare minimum. Even though the Giants haven't been very competitive in the recent past. So there's something about that word competitive that's like a letdown.
It's a negative?
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to just be competitive.
Exactly.
We want to be contenders.
Exactly. But before you can be good at anything, you got to be competitive, and all three teams are going to be this year, at least. Now, can they make the postseason? We'll find out. Let's go to Jason. Jason's in the creek. What's up, Jace? How you feeling about the Bay Area teams?
You know, I'm feeling really good about the Bay Area teams. I think we are lucky to have the teams that we have, the sports we have in the Bay Area. I think something I want to speak about is how, as a 49er fan, for example, when they get so close to getting it done on the regular, what I feel is that letdown. And when you get that close, and the closer you get, the greater the feeling of anticipation and of excitement, and as it builds. And when you get to that Super Bowl, and when you sit in the living room with your kids and watch them lose, you feel this crushing sense of defeat. And I think as a fan, we have this warped sense of they let us down again. And the reality is that the only reason we even got to feel anything was because they're good enough to get there. And so many teams would give anything to be in that place, and their fan base would do anything. And I feel like out here in the Bay, we look at it as this defeat, where the reality is that the only reason we got to feel so much greatness is because our teams are really, really good and ultra competitive. And I feel like the Giants, and now I'm that fan where I'm a little nervous because I think maybe they're going to make a run again, and I'm going to build up this energy and excitement, and they could lose.
Right.
But that's only a byproduct of they've won so many games.
Yep.
And so we're really fortunate here in the Bay. So that's all I got.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jason. You know what? Jason's the kind of fan I love. Great perspective. Just terrific.
I feel like you always go after nervous fans.
No, it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be nervous.
It means you're alive.
It's okay to be nervous, but then don't, you know, all right. Like, Guru will go say something like this. Oh, Steiny, Warriors can win the title this year. But I'm nervous about game two tonight at Houston. Well, it's like, if you think they're going to win the title, why are you nervous? Like, don't say they're going to win the title.
Well, you
then
think they can win the title. That's honestly completely human. And I feel like you, whatever part of your brain, outside of the 2 weeks you were rooting for the Minnesota Timberwolves, that part of your brain is just cut off from your cerebral cortex. Like, you don't, that doesn't compute to you until you have to put the fan cap on.
See,
it's just a different it's a different hat.
I like to have fun with the fans. They know it. We have a great relationship. We do. Oh, how about this? Like, this is the one I wanted to talk about. because this one is the one I feel like nobody agrees with me on. So when the Warriors go 73-9, okay?
My favorite team.
And they get to game seven and they lose, okay? I get it. It's devastating. It was a crusher. You were up 3-1. Draymond got suspended. All that stuff. They lost one game at the end of the year, okay? Then a week passed, and then they got Kevin Durant. So I never understood. I get it. That loss in the finals hurt. But do you remember that year? Do you remember the 6 months before game seven? It was unbelievable. They came back from multiple double-digit deficits late in games. Every night it was a party at Oracle, at Oracle. And like, that doesn't get replaced. Those 6 months don't get replaced by one day that you lost a game. Like, you can be upset, but that year was unlike any other year that I've ever covered, and it just didn't end well. But don't you get something for experience? Don't you have some joy and satisfaction about watching the Warriors that year do things that were absolutely incredible? How does that register to a fan?
Well, I don't think you're giving people enough credit for, again, being human. Like, for example, this was a great season for the Indiana Pacers. What do you think a Pacers fan is going to remember about this season?
Well, now they're going to remember the injury, probably.
Exactly. So for you to say, well, I mean, you got to pay attention to all the great that happened. Like, what about the journey that got you there? And that's true. It did happen. But the finale, the lasting image of a particular season, in this case for the Pacers, and in 2016 for the Warriors, it's going to be a Kyrie Irving three-pointer. And for a Pacers fan, it's going to be a Halliburton injury. So I do think that people remember the season fondly, but the issue is that the final part of that season was crushing. It just was. And that you'll never be able to remove from a fan.
I hear you.
All right. Well,
somebody's saying that was 2016 was like a Sunday without the cherry on top. Or it was a, here's another good one, 925. That year was like a really good movie with a terrible ending. That's not bad. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Why are we so unhappy right now about the state of Bay Area sports? Or am I overstating it? Because this year, the rest of this year, shaping up to be pretty exciting. We got a Giants team that's got action and a 49ers team that we are going to learn a lot about. They still have a lot of good players. I think things are looking good in the Bay Area. 888-957-9570. Planning a road trip? Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast, perhaps? Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons. Also, coming up at noon, Tiffany Hayes of the Golden State Valkyries. Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.